all strikers want to be scoring every week. And I've had a few chances, unfortunately, ain't gone in. But you know, I'm still confident, and that first goal will come.
Yeah, you've come close, haven't you? It's not like you've not been getting in the right places.
No, exactly. That would be the worrying thing if, you know, the chances were drying up and I wasn't in the right place. It's just it's just a matter of time before one goes in. And you know, I'm trying not to think about it too much. And I'm sure, you know, my luck will turn.
I know people like myself asking you questions doesn't help you not thinking about it, but does it play on your mind a little bit? Does it at all get on your head?
Yeah, of course, yeah, because as a striker, you want to be, you know, banging form all the time, and you want to be, you know, scoring goals, taking the headlines, and, you know, it is a bit frustrating sometimes, but all you can do is just keep working hard, doing everything right, and, you know, trying to remain as confident as possible that when the next chance does come, you're going to stick it away.
And can you take things from the other strikers in at the football club? I know Leroy Lita, 2-2 for him since he's arrived. Very experienced striker. Can you take things from his game as well?
Of course, yeah. I mean, as professional footballers, you're always learning. You're always learning off, you know, different sources, and people can always help you from, you know, just having their own opinion and looking at it from an outsider's view. So, you know, you've always got to be willing to take advice on and, you know, to try and better yourself and improve your own game.
I guess you've just got to make sure that you are in those places, haven't you? That's all you can do. Just keep getting there and hope that one of them does just come off any part of your body and end up in the back of
it. Well, yeah, and it will eventually, you know. That's just the way football is sometimes. You know, you're talking about it as if it's 10 games. Yeah. I mean, 4 games, you know what I mean? And last season, you know, I did really well, and I think 4 games was the most I went last season. So it's not nothing to worry about just yet. It's only been 4 games, so things could be a lot worse.
How have you assessed the start of this campaign then?
We're still gelling. I think things, you know, we definitely know that we're not as a team, we're not the complete package yet. I think things are starting to, you know, look very promising for us, because I think we've had 2 really good away performances at Crewe and Coventry. And, you know, I think we're starting to try to, like, find our feet in this league, and, you know, hopefully things can only get better from here.
You use the word gelling there. I guess when 13 new players arrive at a club, it is going to take time, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, yeah, you know, we're all still learning each other's games and, you know, tendencies and stuff like that. And it will take time, obviously, before we find our best form, but hopefully it's not too far away.
Lots of positives over the last couple of games as well. I know the performance midweek, Danny Wilson said, wasn't the best he's seen, but you still managed to get a point from it, which is the main thing.
Yeah, and I think that is... the sign of a good team and good players is the fact that, you know, even when you're not at your best, you can go away from home to a tough place and still pick up a point. And, you know, we know that it wasn't our best performance in terms of the football we played, but I think in the end we were happy with, you know, to take a point back home with us, and I think we can kick on from there.
It'd be nice to get some points on home soil, wouldn't it, now then, and make, I guess, Oakwell, for want of a better term, a bit of a fortress.
Yeah, you know, we were obviously disappointed to lose the first 2 games here at Oakwell, but, you know, we've got a perfect opportunity this Saturday against Gillingham to pick up the 3 points, and that's what we'll be aiming to do. You know, we want to go into every game hoping to get the 3 points, and, you know, we're not looking to get draws or anything like that. We want to be in the top 6 come May, and I think that's the best way to approach every game.
Yeah, it's going to be key, isn't it, the home form, if you are going to be in that top 6?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, home form's always vital, and we have to try and, like you say, make this place a bit of a fortress and make it so away teams that come here don't particularly want to come here.
Are you enjoying life at the minute then, here at Barnsley, having arrived over the summer?
Yeah, of course, yeah, obviously, you know, it was new surroundings for me coming here, but, you know, the facilities and all the lads and the staff have been brilliant for me in making it like a homely feel, and, you know, I'm really enjoying it. I just want to keep playing and hopefully score some goals.
And I guess with those new faces that are also here as well, that helps, doesn't it, if you're not the only new boy, I guess, on the first day of school?
Yeah, of course, yeah, it helps when, you know, everyone's in the same boat a little bit in the terms of, you know, coming here and having to make new friends, as you put it. But no, we all get on really well so far. It's a really good bunch of lads, and you know, I'm sure we'll have a successful season.
And from what you've seen so far, then, you feel you can compete at that top end? You can be in that top 6 come May?
Definitely, yeah, I think, and that's what we've got to aim. Just constantly got to aim to be as high as possible in the league and see where it goes from there. I mean, I don't think there's any game we're looking at where any team would be, you know, would be better than us or anything like that. So I think as long as we keep staying positive and focused on being, like I say, in that top 6, I think we can definitely achieve it.